Karen Togg's weaving looms stand in her second-floor living room facing large windows and a sweeping view of the Chilkat Mountains. The snow-capped peaks are bathed in spring sunlight.
My name is Karen Togg, Gunashad Duasak, Khluknahadi Ayahut. I am a child of the Raven Coho.
Togg has ancestry in the Chilkat Valley and Yukon Territory. Her grandfather was from Chilkoot, and his mother was from Klukwan, and hers from Klukshu. Togg retired to Haines with her husband after 40 years in Juneau. Since retiring, she's focused on weaving. She has two looms set up, one with the beginnings of a raven's tail design, the other is the start of a Chilkat weaving.
I've been self-teaching. I've taken a couple university classes in Juneau, and I've done small raven's tail projects, but I've never done a great big Chilkat project.
Togg is an apprentice learning Chilkat weaving with Juneau-based artist Lily Hope as part of the Chilkoot Indian Association's year-long traditional arts program.
Doing eyes or a nose or a mouth on a Chilkat design, there's so many intricate weavings within that one little small space. For instance, when you do an eye.
Togg is making a child's Chilkat robe for her grandson. She and Hope started working together in March, and Togg made a trip with her portable loom to Hope's Juneau studio every few weeks since.
Everything has a braid around it because it accentuates the design and pulls it out so you can see it.
First, they adapted a Chilkat robe design by Clarissa Rizal, a famous Chilkat weaver and Hope's mother. Next, Togg dyed the yellow and blue yarn herself and hung the warp, meaning the threads that hang vertically.
Oh, it's fun. She's a high-energy person, and so it's really enjoyable to be around her.
Togg is keeping a journal of her time weaving. It's an intricate and laborious process, but after a career in finance and accounting, she has an eye for details.
I have 90 hours into what I have so far. And look, 90 hours, and how much is that? That's only 3 inches.
How does that feel?
It feels pretty good, actually.
According to Togg, weaving a Chilkat robe can take between 1,800 to 2,000 hours. She estimates the child's robe to take between 800 to 1,000 hours to be completed by November.
It's almost relaxing going back and forth, back and forth. But then you get the design, and then it's like you have to really pay attention. So I think it keeps your mind sharp.
The effort is important to Togg in learning traditional Chilkat weaving to someday pass on the skills and techniques to others.
It is very important, you know, because it feels like for a long time we weren't allowed to Tlingit, Haida, Tsimshian, American Indian. You know, they were trying to erase us, basically. And so people like my mom, who's now 88, you know, she didn't get to enjoy or be a part of the culture because it was being washed out.
Togg says her mother and aunts were survivors of the Native boarding school system and were sent to Christian schools all over Alaska, Wrangell, Skagway, some in Juneau, Sitka, and Seward.
You know, they didn't want them to know about their culture. They didn't want them to speak their language. And so now we have a revitalization of the language starting. And then we also are bringing back our traditional art.
She says her mother is excited about her learning Chilkat weaving. And so far, it's been a challenging and wonderful experience. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.